Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 19th of January. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Will Bradley to discuss this week's local news stories. And let's look first of all at some of the headlines this week. Hunt saboteurs help a stricken horse near Elstead. A decision on 1,800 homes at Dunsfold Park, not yet there. And Woking's canopy comes down. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Will now. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Graham. How are you doing?
Very well, and how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good, okay. Well, shall we start then with this the story about the hunt saboteurs coming to the aid of a stricken horse?
Yeah, definitely. We've had quite a lot of reaction for this story. It's a fantastic story of solidarity, and it's our headline story in the Guildford and Godalming edition of the Surrey Advertiser. It's a story of a group of Guildford hunt saboteurs, and they step in to help a distressed horse in a bog near Elstead, and this was on Saturday on January 13th. Carry on, Greg.
I was just going to say, it must have been quite a frightening experience for the horse, and that they decided to put their views to one side to help.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's what makes it an absolutely fantastic story. The Guildford Hunt Saboteurs actually they plan to track the hunt and document the activities and film and kind of watch what they were up to. But after about 30 minutes, the horse ridden by one of the lead huntsmen actually became stuck in a deep bog, and so then they stepped in to help the reversaries and rescue the distressed animal. So we've actually got a video of this online at GetSurrey.com.
Oh, really?
And we've got more images in the paper and the full story. But I'd really recommend checking it out because it is really, really quite a nice story.
Yes. Did it take long to get the horse out then in the end?
I think it took a bit of time. The police spokesman said the hunters were obviously grateful for the help that was offered. And the horse actually appeared to have no obvious injuries.
Oh, good, good. And I guess the video was there because the saboteurs were sort of recording, the overall hunt.
Yeah, exactly. They've got a Facebook page and they like to monitor what they're up to, actually.
All right. Well, at least they were progressing peacefully and came to the aid of the horse, which was all important. Now, have heart, give smart. This is a new campaign.
Yes, it's a local campaign, and the campaign actually urges people to donate to homeless charities instead of giving money to those who are sleeping rough. Again, it's generated quite a lot of comments online, and the advice is that beggars, possibly according to the organisation, often spend the money given on drugs or alcohol. But there are actually a number of charities that can provide them with effective long-term support.
Yes, there's always this dilemma, isn't it, if you do see one, what do you do? You know, your heartstrings go out in one hand, but on the other hand you feel, am I just making the matters worse?
Yeah, and I think, a lot of Guildford residents will possibly see homeless people and want to help, but the charity is basically just saying that your money will be better spent by giving to charities. And this is actually supported by the Association of Town and City Management, with the help of Experience Guildford.
Yeah, yeah. So at least it's really giving proper help and assistance rather than just a one-off solution. Yeah.
Now, we've also put this on our Get Surrey page, and yeah, there has been quite a lot of reaction.
Good, 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 good. Now, Dunsfold Park redevelopment controversy continues, doesn't it?
It continues, yeah. It's quite a long-running saga. So the decision has been set back once again. This is headline news in the Cranley edition of the Surrey Advertiser. It's the home of the Top Gear track, and plans for the site were approved by Waverley Borough Council in December 2016. The future of the site does still remain in doubt, and the decision has failed to materialise by the January 17th deadline. So instead, we have a final confirmation date has now been suggested as March 15th. So that's another 2 months back from an already delayed decision on the homes.
Yeah, so it's a real difficult one. And 1,800 homes is a lot of homes, isn't it?
It's a lot of homes. It's a massive site. And we've actually got a picture on the Cranley edition of paper, and you can see how big it is.
Right. I've actually been round the circuit there at Hammerhead. Yes. Mind you, I was in a vintage Safeguard bus at the time. There was a bus rally there a few years ago, so I don't think I was doing much over 30 miles an hour somehow.
So there was no lap record?
No, and there was no donuts involved, other than at the food stall. Anyway, now, a fighter with a samurai among a list of potential risks to staff. This is pretty horrifying.
Yeah, this is a bare-knuckle fighter armed with a samurai sword. Anna Mallet is among 435 people listed as potential risks to Surrey County Council staff. So these are findings from a Freedom of Information request that we submitted that revealed that more than 400 people have been branded as potentially aggressive or abusive to customers or members of the public. And this is a list that these are actually the findings from Guildford, but the majority of councils do hold these lists, just to protect council staff from potentially harmful situations.
Right, okay, so there's a list of people you think that may cause, you know, serious
problems.
They're
potentially harmful, yeah. The list actually also recorded someone who previously grabbed a policeman and while another had stabbed someone while he was in hospital.
Goodness me. Yeah, so important, I guess, that the staff can be forewarned.
I think that's it, and I think the ideas of these lists are just to the council has an obligation to protect their staff. So it's just a list of people who are potentially harmful,
right,
in the local area.
Yeah, yeah. Now, full of controversy when it went up 10 years ago, Woking's canopy outside the railway station has come down.
Yeah, it's no more. Woking's controversial solar canopy came down on Sunday as workmen removed the steel supports in a flurry of sparks. And you can actually see the flurry of sparks on the Woking front page.
So you caught the moment they were cutting
the big uprights.
Yes, yeah, so I was at Woking the other night, a couple of nights ago. I noticed they still had the bottom of the uprights just outside the station, so obviously cut off with oxyacetylene or something, and they were busy still removing some of the concrete planters on the far side of the station.
Yeah, I think it took about 2 weeks to demolish the actual canopy, but much less than the 21 months it took to erect it. The delays. And now, so the idea is the Albion Square will now be redeveloped into a welcoming pedestrian public. So that's something that we can all look forward to.
Yes, I mean, it's got mixed things, isn't it? If you come up off the train, can you keep dry getting across the road? But you're still out in the open once you cross the road anyway. So, yeah, and of course, that bit there now is buses only in one direction, isn't it? And cyclists as well. So there's a lot less traffic to negotiate as well. And they're going to, as you say, open up a bit more of a square there. And the offices and shops behind are all being redone, aren't they? And done up as well. So
yeah.
Quite a bit of change.
Hopefully that will attract more people to the area, to Woking, to go shopping and for business. So
yeah,
hopefully it's a positive thing for Woking and the local area.
I just remember to take my brolly with me when I get off the train.
That's all, Graham. You're just going to need a brolly, that's all.
Okay, Will. Well, thank you so much for taking us through the main stories in the Surrey Advertiser this week. So look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, speak soon, Graham. Have a nice weekend.
And you. Bye.
Bye.
This has been Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Will Bradley. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklands Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.